Hey there, welcome along. We're at the end of another long week. It's Damien back though with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for June 26, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So Google's upcoming mid-range phone was listed by French retailers over the weekend. Today though, the Pixel 4a passed through the FCC in the latest step towards an actual launch. The filing for codename A4RG025J was made available today after being submitted to the regulatory agency on April 2nd. This follows the G020X designation for the Pixel 4 and 4 XL last year. There are three model numbers in total: G025J, G025M, and G025N, with the last two likely being cellular radios for other parts of the world. Google will again utilise an E-label for a clean rear panel that only features the G logo. The layout is identical to the current labels on existing Pixel phones. Besides the FCC ID, there is nothing else to glean from these filings. The phones will feature the standard connectivity options. Arriving at the FCC though is a key step towards US retail availability, but the Pixel 4a's announcement date is still as yet unknown. Historically, Android developer previews are primarily focused on phones and other similar form factors. Google this year, though, is launching an Android 11 developer preview for Android TV. The vast majority of Android TV streaming boxes and televisions today are still running Android 9 Pie. Google did announce, though, that Android 10 in December was coming, but it's so far only been available on the ADT3 developer kit. At that, changes are primarily focused on security, graphics performance, and easier updates rather than anything majorly user-facing. For the first Android 11 developer preview though, Google touts privacy, performance, accessibility, and connectivity features. More details will be provided in August as part of the Android Beyond Phones Week though. Until then, this is just an update to the core OS with no visual updates or user-facing changes. This release is only for developers, with Google just offering a factory image for the ADT3 dongle. All user data will be wiped should you install it, and it will not be possible to revert to Android 10. That said, as we always note, this is developer facing, so unfortunately there isn't anything to dive into just yet. So Google surprised us all by releasing a developer preview for Android 11 for Android TV. Digging through the preview files though, we found a video showing the upcoming made by Google Android TV dongle. Back in March, our own Stephen Hall reported that Google is planning on releasing a successor to the Chromecast Ultra that was based upon Android TV, marking the first Google-made Android TV device since the discontinued Nexus Player. Since then, specs and early marketing materials for this device, codenamed Sabrina, leaked out, revealing the dongle, its remote, and apparent redesign of Android TV. Fast forward to today though, Google has just dropped a developer preview of Android 11, exclusive to the ADT3 Android TV dongle as we mentioned. While our team is actively working to find and demonstrate the visible changes found in the preview, we've also combed through the files to find any signs of Sabrina. Among the more innocuous references to Sabrina, we've discovered a video walking through the process of restarting the dongle. Expectedly, just like the Chromecast devices before it, the recommended way to reboot the made by Google Android TV dongle is simply unplug it. Wait 3 seconds and then plug it back in. What's more exciting though is that this video verifies that the previously leaked marketing materials are indeed real, as the dongle in the video is the same shape and has the same Google G logo. So what else can we gather from this? Well, it's possible though, far from confirmed, that Google's Sabrina Android TV dongle could be planned to launch alongside Android 11. This could make sense for the made by Google team, as their Pixel phones typically launch as the most recent possible version of Android. Conversely though, Android 10 for Android TV has only just arrived via Google's ADTV developer dongle as of December, making it unlikely that even newer Android 11 would be available by time this made by Google dongle arrives later this year. In addition to group calls on the Nest Hub Max today, Google is previewing a number of upcoming Meet features for education and enterprise customers. This includes blurred backgrounds and custom backgrounds, hand raising, and new moderation controls. Like Zoom and other popular video conferencing applications, Google Meet will soon let you blur your background or replace it entirely. Google will offer a number of defaults, and you'll even be able to upload your own, although admins can disable this functionality should they wish. Besides being fun, Google frames this as a way to hide your surroundings that you don't want others to see, while it will help students and educators feel more comfortable while on video in their homes. Custom Google Meet backgrounds will also be available in the coming months. Google recently introduced a 16-person tile view and is now planning to add to a UI that can fit up to 49 participants in at once. Google is also rolling out more moderation tools and controls for teachers this year. Educators will also be better able to control meeting requests through less intrusive interfaces and other behaviour changes. And finally, the March Pixel feature drop introduced a slew of features like cards and passes, play pause with motion sense, and dark theme scheduling. The Pixel 4 picked up support for a firm press gesture that serves as a quicker alternative to long pressing. Google AI today detailed the machine learning work behind this feature. Google started by arguing how the 400 to 500 millisecond wait associated with a long press seems to have negative effects for usability and discoverability, as a lack of immediate feedback tends to disconnect users' actions from the system's response. However, the team recognized how hardware-based approaches are expensive to design and integrate, as evidenced by the Apple Watch Series 6, likely getting rid of Force Touch following design changes in watchOS late this week. Since people have different fingers, Google was unable to encode these observations with heuristic rules and turned this into a machine learning approach. Meanwhile, in deciding how to implement the underlying technology, UX research found that it was hard for users to really discover force-based interactions, and that users frequently confused a force press with a long press because of the difficulty in coordinating the amount of force they were applying with the duration of contact on their displays. This informed Google's decision to not create an entirely new interaction based upon force alone. On top of that, this also means that existing apps can take advantage of improvements without needing any developer updates. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals include Amazon taking $200 off the Samsung Galaxy S20 lineup. Deals start at $800, bringing the second best prices we've tracked all time. You can also save on Sony Android Auto receivers starting at $300 throughout the weekend. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite price drops or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.